outside play, or this can be an onside. Mm-hmm. And when they run that play, there's a sense, well, okay, it can be both, and we don't really know. And I might not know till 1 or 2 seconds into the play, hopefully right. not that long. So you're sort of spreading the defense a little thin or making them unsure, and I think that's probably a reason why that play has been so successful.
When you look at Gordon, I mean, even running behind that line, 9.5 yards a carry is pretty ridiculous. And I guess the thing is, like, what makes him so good?
Well, he plays behind a really good line, and then he's also just a really good athlete and a really good football player. You talk about all the things you want in a running back, speed, balance, power, strength, vision, all those things. He's got them. And there aren't many running backs in the Big Ten that are playing that don't have those. He might have a little more of them, but he's certainly a good player.
Are you playing Wisconsin since the first time since your freshman year in the role of very tough loss, a 31-30 game. What do you recall about that? And were you on the punt return team on that fake punt?
No, I was not on the field. That was one of the games where, again, we were having some injury problems at linebacker, so I ended up playing the second half. And I remember it being a game of runs. You know, we'd go on a run. We'd play good defense throughout that period, and then they'd go on a run and obviously extended some drives with the fake punt and what have you. And it was sort of, from my memory, at least sort of the changing of the guard kind of happened in Wisconsin in terms of the running back. You know, John Clay, I think he was a senior, maybe he was a junior that year, had been the guy, and then all of a sudden they started rotating in Monty Ball, and then he was running the ball really effectively in the fourth quarter. And from what I remember, it was Monty Ball ever since. So that's probably one of his breakout games, maybe. That'd be fair to say. But I thought we played well at times at games, but we just didn't have enough to finish at the end.
You guys struggled at the end of that season. Do you think that game had any kind of lingering effect on the rest of the season?
I don't know. That seems like ancient history at this point. There's probably a lot of things going on, not necessarily just that Wisconsin game. So it'd be hard to say or hard to attribute that one game to some of the failings of 2010.
Your defensive ends are sort of a different looking group. When you think of football, you think of a 6'6". You think of J.J. Watt, you know, 6'6". These guys are, there's big guys, there's little guys. You guys are kind of getting it done, though, right? I mean, at least they did against Northwestern.
Yeah.
Really stepped
up. Our defensive ends are, they're big enough for me, I guess. I wouldn't want to block them. They're bigger than I am. But everybody wants a J.J. Watt. But our guys do a great job, and they're getting better. And, you know, it's the first time they're really playing a lot. I know Mike and Drew both played a little bit last year, but they've improved throughout the season, and it's been fun for me to watch them improve and just see how they've every week contributing a little bit more to the win and just keep putting money in the bank, as Coach says.
Different types of personalities, it seems, too. I mean, there's looks different, I guess. I guess I don't really know their personalities as well.
Sure.
But they look, I mean, Dom, you know, clean-cut guy. Then you have that whatever Drew Ott's doing to himself.
Drew's a really smart guy, yeah. And I think from that he's able to see humor in a lot of situations, and he's not afraid to laugh at himself, and he has fun. And Mike's probably a guy that's a little more reserved.
Yeah.
And Dom's probably somewhere in between. So
Wisconsin's coming off a bye; they get a little extra time to prepare. Is that a concern for you guys?
We're aware of it, but I can't spend that much time worrying about it simply because I got enough things to worry about rather than what they're doing exactly. We got enough mistakes to correct and plenty of things to keep me busy, so I'm not necessarily too worried about the week they've had to prepare.
As someone that's viewed as a leader on this team, and I'm sure you view yourself as a leader on this team, how much of an emphasis do you place on just kind of keeping the environment loose? Because a few of your teammates are saying that you're that guy that when things seem tight, you're the one cracking jokes and making them smile.
Yeah, I guess I never thought that of myself. Mm-hmm. I've always thought of myself more as somebody that when things are too loose, I'm probably more the person that's worried about when things are too loose, do we need to tighten it up? Do we need to raise our awareness or our focus in this situation? Mm-hmm. So I never really thought of myself as the guy that kept things loose when things are serious. But, you know, I think maybe the more experienced you are or the more situations you've been in as a player, wins and losses, the better perspective you have to not necessarily get too high or get too low. I just try to stay pretty even keel with my approach. So when people might be really tight in a situation, I just try to be that even keel person, that straight line. And that might be maybe why some people say I keep it loose, although I wouldn't say that about myself. And then at the same time, when maybe things are too loose, I just try to keep the same approach. And then maybe some would say that, you know, I'm uptight. So I don't know. It just depends.
How much would you say that that experience has helped for you in your development as a player from where you were when you first got on the field against Penn State 3 years ago up till now?
It's huge. Probably the biggest component. You talk about, as a football player, just things you try to improve upon, you know, your size, your speed, your work habits, all those things. But the one thing that you can't get unless you're actually on the field playing is experience, and sometimes that's the most valuable thing. You know, you see a lot of guys that might be undersized or might be too slow or not this or not that, but through experience and just being good decision makers, they're able to maximize their ability. So I think experience is huge.
As a linebacker, what impresses you about Mr. Borland's game?
Just his effort, incredible effort. Have not seen the guy take a playoff, you know, throughout the various films I've watched. And I'm fully aware of, you know, the player he is. And he's somebody that, you know, I look up to in the league, or, you know, just try to model my game after his as much as I can and still be true to myself.